Evola Regeneration Ganon and the Seven Towers of the Devil, after the article by Julius Evola released on Rome in September 1956, we continue with the theme of the so-called Devil's Towers, that is to say of those places, more or less geographically defined, from which the forces of counter-initiation would radiate subtle influences capable of altering, suggest and divert minds, and also generate real psychic aggregates at the service of certain opinion movements and cultural subversive revolutions. Today we publish what on this issue, closely connected to the problem of negative influences generated on individual and collective consciences by psychic subtle forces, René Ganon had the opportunity to write. These are three fragments and not organic texts. Often, in fact, the Master of Blois limited himself to clearing some themes in his writings or articles, sometimes postponing their deepening to possible subsequent writings which, unfortunately, have rarely been fully developed, also due to the premature disappearance of the great metaphysician. In particular, Ganon spoke of these centers of emission of regressive psychic influences first on the occasion of a review of the book Adventures E.N. Arabi by the American writer Seabrook, which appeared in 1935 in the magazine Etudes Traditionnelles, then in a letter to Vasile Lovanescu of May 1936, which expressly mentions the review of Seabrook's book and, finally, a fragment of a letter addressed to an unidentified MC, dated March 1937. We offer all three writings, omitting the large part of the letter to Lovanescu not relevant to our theme. Instead, we leave the review intact to Seabrook's book, given that the reference to the seven centers is placed only in the final part, in which, moreover, Ganon reveals particularly important information, and the fragment of the letter of 1937, in which it is repeated, in essence, what has already been said in previous writings. It should be noted that, apart from the phantom seven counter-initial centers, Ganon does not exclude, and indeed mentions, the existence of other places which, albeit in secondary ways, they are potentially capable of attracting and projecting harmful psychic influences. By René Ganon, this book, like the others of the same author translated previously, stands out for its quality from the usual travel stories. No doubt because here we are dealing with someone who does not carry preconceived ideas wherever he goes and, above all, he is not at all convinced that Westerners are superior to all other peoples. Of course, sometimes there are naivety, singular amazement in the face of very simple and elementary things. But this seems to us, after all, a guarantee of sincerity. In truth, the title is a little misleading, given that the author was not in Arabia proper, but only in the regions located immediately north of it. Let's also say, to exhaust criticism immediately, that Arabic words are sometimes deformed in a bizarre way, as if one had attempted to reproduce sounds in an approximate way without worrying in the least about spelling, and that some quoted sentences are translated in a rather imaginative way. Finally, we were able to see once again a curious fact. In Western books intended for the general public, the Shahadar, it is never, so to speak, exactly reproduced. It is an accidental fact, or, as it seems more likely, is there anything that prevents it from being pronounced to the mass of hostile or simply indifferent readers? Towers Yazideh, the mausoleum of Adi ibn Mustafa in Laylish, the first part, the longest, deals with the life of the Bedouins and is almost exclusively descriptive, which certainly does not mean that it is without interest, but in the following there is something more. In the part where we talk about the dervishes, there are in particular some considerations of one Sheikh Maulawi, whose meaning is, without any doubt, faithfully reproduced. Thus, to dispel the misunderstanding expressed by the author regarding certain Turuk, Lo Sheikh explains to him that to reach God there is not a single narrow and direct way, but an infinite number of paths. Pity that he did not have the opportunity to make him understand that Sufism has nothing in common with pantheism or heterodoxy. Vice versa, in the other two parts it is precisely seven heterodox, and also rather enigmatic, the Druze and the Yezidi. On both the volume contains interesting information, without however pretending to make everything known and explain everything. As for the Druze, a point that remains particularly obscure concerns the cult of a golden calf or a calf head, which is attributed to them. It is something that could perhaps give rise to numerous combinations, of which the author seems to have only glimpsed a part. At least he understood that symbolism is not idolatry. Regarding Yezidi, a somewhat different idea will be obtained from that given by the conference we have recently dealt with in our reviews of the magazines. Here we no longer speak of Mazdaism, in relation to them, and, at least in this respect, the information is undoubtedly more exact. Al devil worship could however provoke less easy to resolve discussions, and the true nature of the Mala Tawas still remains a mystery. But perhaps the most interesting part, unbeknownst to the author, who, despite what he has seen, refuses to believe it, is that concerning the seven devil towers, projection centers of satanic influences in the world, that one of these towers is located near the Yezids, moreover, does not demonstrate at all that they are themselves Satanists, but only that, as happens for many heterodox sects, they can be used to facilitate the action of forces they ignore. In this regard, it is significant that regular Yezidi priests refrain from officiating any kind of ritual in that tower, where some species of wandering magicians often come to spend several days there. What exactly do these characters represent? In any case, it is not at all necessary for the tower to be inhabited permanently, if it is nothing more than the tangible and localized support of one of the centers of the Against Initiation, to which they preside Alir Eshaitan. Through the establishment of these seven centers, they claim to oppose the influence of the seven Aktab or terrestrial poles subordinated to the Pole Supreme. Although this opposition may, however, be only illusory, as the spiritual sphere necessarily remains precluded to the counter-initiation. Extract from the letter of Vasile Lovanescu of the 19th of May 1936, Alhamdulillahi Wadahu, Cairo. May 19, 1936, speaking of counter-initiation. I think you saw what I wrote last year about seven devil towers, in the Seabrook Book Review, in which it is brought up the one found in the Yazidis, that is, in Iraq. For the others, we speak of certain regions located towards the borders of the Siberia and of Turkestan. There is still there Syria, with the Ismailites of Aga Khan and some other rather suspicious sect. Then the Sudan, where there is, in a mountainous region, a population lycanthropa of about 20,000 individuals. More in the center of Africa, on the side of Niger. There is the region from which all the sorcerers and magicians of ancient Egypt once came. It seems that with all this, one could trace a sort of continuous line, which first heads from north to south and then from east to west, which in the concave part locks the Western world. Of course, this does not mean that there are no other more or less important centers outside this line. You talk about Lyon, and there is certainly something in Belgium. San Francisco's Transamerica Pyramid, California's Tower, as for America, the most suspicious point seems to be their California, where many heteroclite things are brought together. It is true that these are mainly pseudo-initiatory organizations, but there is certainly something else that directs them, even without their knowledge. The use of pseudo-initiation by counter-initiation agents, in many cases, appears less and less doubtful, and I propose to talk about it soon in an article, on the occasion of a history of self-styled Rosicrucian organizations. Regarding Iraq and California, there is an issue that interests me a lot, since it is evident that it is related to a domain that is not mine at all. It is that of the relationships that seem to exist between these locations and those of oil sources. Of these, unfortunately, there are also in your country. Could it not be for this reason that it attracts a little too much attention from some people? Also note in this regard that Sir Henry de Turing, the director of Royal Dutch, is a character quite comparable to BZ. It is also said that he would be his designated successor. For the famous list, I wondered if there were no names that could have been badly deciphered. But, if it is typed, the question does not even arise. I asked for information about English names that are unknown to us. I don't have the answer yet, but, if I find out something, I will not fail to communicate it to you. It seems that the atmosphere of Antwerp is something frightening, which even causes inexplicable physical ailments. But there, and the same goes for Lyon, as maybe for the Balearics and some other places in Europe, and for the California as for America, I think it is basically only secondary centers, which must not be counted among the towers proper. These seem rather arranged according to a sort of arc of circle that surrounds Europe at a certain distance, one in the region of Niger, whence it was said already in ancient Egypt that the most fearful sorcerers came, one in Sudan, in a mountainous region inhabited by a population lycanthropa of about 20,000 individuals, two in Asia Minor, one in Syria and one in Mesopotamia, then one from the parts of the Turkestan, where there are strange things as in Syria, in good and bad. Therefore there should be two more north, towards the Urals or the western part of Siberia, but I must say that, so far, I have not come to locate them exactly. The so-called Saints of Satan. In a previous letter to Vasile Lovanescu dated February 24, 1936, Ganon had only made a quick mention of the towers. It has been a long time, on the other hand, that I know that Aga Khan is an important agent of counter-initiation. The group of which he is the leader also serves, apparently, from coverage to one of the Seven Devils Towers. Another character, of the same kind as BZ, is Sir Henry de Turing, of Royal Dutch. Haven't you heard of it in your whole story? I also wonder if, on the list of BZ, don't imagine Lloyd George, Philip Sassoon, Venizelos, do you know that? Be that as it may, all of this is by no means reassuring as to the turn they can take events. In the image in evidence, the so-called Devil's Tower in Wyoming, United States.